So I was on the flight back from Bali on our retreat, and I was reading a book about the tales of Wudan. I can't tell you where that's from or what that is, but just know that it inspired me to write the Helix Commandments. Had nothing to do with the Helix Commandments per se, and nothing is the same between the two, but it just really inspired me to write 18 commandments that will lead you to your best life. A lot of it is revolved around barbell training. So think of it as a gym rat's Bible. So when in doubt, whip them out and fucking read the commandments and follow them. So consider these your guiding principles to becoming your mind's greatest asset. If you want to read more, go to my website, www.helixsp.com, and then they are on the website under one of the tabs. I think it's under the About tab, and then it's the Helix Commandments. So I talk about black belt mastery in the commandments. That is level 4 on the scale of my personal standards. They are also on the website, so you can read that under the same column. And then I abbreviate IGV as Iron Game Victory. Essentially, that is you celebrating your successes. Number one, do not tell us how your progress in the Iron Game is going. We can see it by the numbers on the bar and the state of your current physique. Number two, train 6 out of 7 days until you achieve black belt mastery in the Iron Game. Number three, consume foods you wouldn't be ashamed of consuming in front of elders in the Iron Game. Number four, prepare for your sleep and recovery in the same manner you prepare for the most important things in your life. Number five, become the best version of yourself in every situation, especially whilst practicing the Iron Game. Number six, execute every repetition inside the Iron Temple as if it were a test to achieve your black belt in the Iron Mastery. Technical excellence is mandatory. 7. Vow to only consume foods obtained from pure sources, not the industries ruining the fabric of our society. Number 8. Only consume foods which you require to recover. Indulgence leads to creating further distance from black belt mastery and life mastery. Number 9. Commit to being a valuable part of society, a part that builds others up around you. Consider how you can improve the lives of others. Number 10. You must always increase the load you are lifting compared to the previous session. Your journey to Iron Mastery depends on it above all else. Number 11, endeavor to help those fellow Iron Game students who are on an earlier journey compared to you succeed faster. Do not attempt to help those ahead of you. Your numbers on the iron bar will predict and dictate your success and level. Number 12, when you become stuck on a level in the Iron Game, seek wisdom from elders ahead of where you are. Implement the wisdom and do not complain. Complaining is the root of being average. Number 13, reflect on your journey daily. When you become ungrateful, weak, or ignorant, begin to write your progress over the years on paper. Share your weakness with a fellow student of the Iron Game. Number 14, commit to turning all weaknesses into strengths. You have many. If you do not think you do, humble yourself and ask an elder of the Iron Game for assistance, identifying them and subsequently improving them. Number 15, the foods you consume should have had a heartbeat at some point. They will be a part of your journey forever, physically and spiritually, whether you believe that or not. Number 16, share your Iron Game victories with the world, inspiring them to be better, become better, and continue the cycle of betterment. Number 17, if you are doubting your abilities to practice the Iron Game on any particular day due to mental weakness, think about what the best version of you would do. They would not unnecessarily rest like you're considered doing. Number 18, your level along the journey of Iron Game mastery is that of which you maintain, not of which you have obtained momentarily. Prove yourself every damn day. Thanks for listening to my 18 commandments. Send me a DM on Instagram at tim.frey, 2 y's on the end. Let me know which is your favorite.